This is a Radio Pastor for the Day message by Hank Block for September 2023. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. The Book of Leviticus is one of my favorite studies as it portrays the beauties and perfections of the Lord Jesus Christ in so many amazing pictures. It starts with a presentation of God's thoughts concerning His pleasure in His only begotten Son, as it introduces our Lord in the burnt offering. There is so much important and marvelous teaching in the presentation of this sacrifice that it will take several visits with you, the listeners of Marcel Network, to even scratch the surface of the significance of this sacrifice. Today, I would like to reiterate the voluntary nature of this beautiful offering. The operative word, then, in connection with the burnt offering, is the word voluntary. As seen in Leviticus 1, verse 3, if his offering be a burnt offering of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. As this sacrifice was a free will offering by the person bringing it, and as it was to be totally and completely burned on the altar, it represents the highest and sweetest characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ to His God and His Father. This offering addresses the fact that the second man, the last Adam, did everything and in every way voluntarily to accomplish the will of the eternal God, His Father. He, and He alone, could say in eternity past, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do thy will, O God," Hebrews 10, verse 7. And during his time on the earth, the Lord Jesus could truthfully say, "I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me," John 6, 38. This is accentuated by the fact that, although the cross was so abhorrent to him, as exemplified by his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, he yet could volunteer, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done," Luke 22, 42. His whole human history as the volunteer is exemplified in that precious portion of Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." We have a perfect example in the man Christ Jesus. In following him, have I given myself voluntarily to the Lord to do his will? Have you? Have we given the gift of our time, our money, our possessions, or any assistance to anyone in need without expecting anything in return? Doing this would be, like the burnt offering, a sacrifice of a sweet aroma unto the Lord while pleasing to him. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.